Roman informs me I am the reason he didn't go to see the Roman tragedies during the festival. And this is because I convinced him he should come and see Coriolanus with me. So the Palace Cinemas here have a setup where different companies across the world, they do filmed versions of their shows in the Palace Cinema shows them, and they were showing Coriolanus.
It's particularly the English National Theatre.
Yes.
High resolution films of the plays they put on.
Yep.
Which then gets distributed around the world, and yeah, they also do it for the ballet and various other things.
And opera, yeah.
But I had heard this one was coming up, and I was looking forward to it.
And it was only on bad times, I think, afternoon times on the weekends, and it did well, so they put an evening showing on. So I made Roman come with me because I wanted to see it.
And this was a day before the 2 days of the Roman tragedies, which was a five or six hour event in Dutch of 3 Shakespearean plays.
One of which was Coriolanus.
Set in modern times.
Yeah.
The film we went to see was the film of Coriolanus, and I decided, well, I've seen the play before, I've seen the film of the play, I don't really know if I could stand 5 hours of Dutch, including that play, again. And then I looked at the prices and I thought, okay, I won't bother going to the live action.
So you still
if it were in English, I might have.
Yeah. But you still got to see a Roman tragedy, which was Coriolanus.
Yes, which I'd seen before, but I particularly wanted to see this one because Coriolanus was played by Tom Hiddleston.
I know, Loki. Yes, the thought of Loki playing Coriolanus was rather appealing to me, I have to say.
And I knew this because Mark Gatiss had mentioned that the production was on at the, was it Dolmar Theatre?
Dolmar, yeah.
Yep.
Which is an old warehouse space in London.
Basically in Covent Garden. And he was playing one of the senators, like a senior advisor to Coriolanus.
His mentor, basically.
His mentor.
Yeah.
He played him a bit of a dandy.
He did.
Quite entertaining and charming fellow. But Hiddleston was interesting because most actors who tackle the role are at least a decade or a decade and a half older than he is.
Mm.
So this set was very basic set, and it was more a warrior king sort of character.
Yes.
Much more physical. You see him at several points drenched in blood. Just glorious special effects.
So very well. Special effects done the way that theatre does it, as in, you know, we hide pouches of things and you stab them. And
yes. And a lot of it done with lighting and sounds off and things like that. It was a much more active Coriolanus than the previous production I saw that the State Theatre Company put on.
Yes. It's not one of Shakespeare's best plays,
structurally.
Early ones.
It has huge problems, and I'm not quite sure what the role of the wife is in all this. Coriolanus goes on about his mother all the time.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, the wife and the son don't get it great.
Yeah, although it's interesting, and because the main character is basically an arrogant warlord, effectively.
Pretty much. Who basically hates everyone that's...
And doesn't believe in democracy at all.
No, well... Which is interesting because it's set in Republican Rome rather than Imperial Rome.
Yes. But given that the people's tribunes are nasty little shits anyway...
True.
Who plot to undo Coriolanus and send him to exile.
It's a great plan to take the person who's just saved you and then alienate him and throw him out of your city so that he then chooses to come back and invade. It's really not smart behaviour, but it's very entertaining. And as one of the staff at the palace said, it's a very shouty play.
Yes.
It's a description of it.
And, of course, as Catherine pointed out, there's one basic plot point that, basically, when Coriolanus goes into exile, why doesn't he take his family with him?
Well, yes, that does seem very bizarre. And it couldn't quite work that out.
Or maybe it was one of the conditions of exile or something. Because, of course, if he takes his family with him, then there's no conflict about when he comes back to sack Rome.
This is true.
And, the family have to go and beg him not to do it. And he agrees not to do it. Then, of course, he gets...
Yeah.
Offed.
It's an odd play, I have to say.
Yeah,
but Tom Hiddleston was excellent.
Yeah, the first part, in many ways, is a lot stronger than the ending.
Yes.
But it was an excellent staging. Well worth catching if you got the chance. They may well be screening it in your locality. Tom was brilliant.
Yes.
And in fact, the whole production was very well staged.
It was.